God, I'm blessed. Good to see each and every one of you. If you got your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter number 27. I've got a lot of preaching tonight. I got a lot of reading, and my jaw's been bothering me a little bit, and I've been letting Chad do a little extra this for me. I'll be preaching, but I want you to turn to Acts 27. Chad's going to come and read the first 25 verses. Now, I got a thought I want you to hear tonight.
Acts 27, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Verse number 1. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus's band. And entering into a ship of Adramidium, we launched, meaning to sail by the coasts of Asia. And Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we touched at Sidon. And Julius courteously entreated Paul and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself. And when he had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And there the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing into Italy, and he put us therein. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and scarce were come over against Cnidus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed under Crete over against Salmone, and hardly passing it, came into a place which is called the Fair Havens, nigh whereunto was the city of Lacia. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice, and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lieth toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. Which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship, and the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me.
Thank you, Pastor Chad, for the help. Amen. I love this passage of Scripture. I've got about 10 sermons from this one passage of Scripture, but I've got one on my heart tonight that I think is very timely for the day that we're living. You know, we're all influenced by what we hear. Somebody help me. We are. We're influenced by what we hear. Now, without getting real into all this passage of Scripture, there's a thought that I want you to see in verses 9, 10, 11, through about 13, and then I'll take you through the chapter and give you about five thoughts. But what I want to preach on tonight is this. Listen carefully. When you believe the wrong things. Now, here's the background. Paul was ordained to go to Rome. How many of you know that? Amen. By the way, I'll just inject this to you. God's got a plan for all our lives. And though it wasn't pleasant, but he was ready to be offered, and he was ready to go, and he was ready to be obedient. Now, in this passage of Scripture, Paul was going to get into a discussion. You read it, you heard it. And here's the discussion. He was telling the centurion, you don't want to go any further right now. You want to stay right here at the Fair Haven and dock for winter. That's what you want to do. Now, the reason Paul predicted this, he said, if you go any further, you're going to have a loss of life, and you're going to have a loss of ship, and you're going to get in a mess. Can I tell you something? When you listen to the wrong things, you will get yourself in a mess. And here's the background. Paul was in a discussion. He admonished him. If you study that word is really a progressive word. He not only warned him once, he continued to warn him, don't go there. Listen to the preacher. Why is it the only time you want to listen to the preacher is when he comforts you when you're hurting or you need some help? Come on now, help me preach. Every Sunday, morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, you ought to get your antenna up saying, I want to hear from the man of God, because I believe the man of God, whatever he's going to say, is going to be right, because it's from the right book and it is the right message. Somebody say amen. See, the reason for Paul's predicament, he knew of the equinox of the fall. It was getting ready to be fall, and it was getting ready to be winter. And he was warning them because he knew of the wind that might come up during this period of time. Also, he told him in verse 10, he warned them of what might happen. You might lose your life if you don't listen to my admonition. And by the way, his experience was a lot. Come on, help me right here. His experience was a lot that they ought to listen to. Because I don't know if y'all all know this, but I'll teach you a little bit. Paul was shipwrecked 3 times. So he knew a little bit about being shipwrecked. By the way, your man of God knows a little bit about the Bible and about experience. I've been here for 42 years, and I just hadn't started. I've seen almost everything, and you need to listen to the man of God the more than you listen to the world. Amen. Good preaching, Reverend. Needless to say, he repeated the prediction, but they rejected the prediction. You know why they rejected it? The centurion thought the ship owner had more competence than he thought Paul did. You know, a lot of the world, they guess fundamentalists don't have much sense. Somebody help me preach. But I still think we're on the cutting edge because we got a living Bible. We got the truth. Well, help me preach. Then he convinced him in verse number 12. And then he told me, he made a little compromise. Ain't the way the world does? Amen. He said, let's just take off and we'll go about 40 miles to Phoenix and we'll dock there. Yep. See, that's what the world is trying to make us do tonight is compromise. And because of convenience. And I'll tell you another reason they wanted to go, because everything was calm. And by the way, March the 10th last year, everything was calm. But I want you to know, this world got rocked that weekend. Hello? And things ain't so calm now. But I want you to know something. The same God that I served last January the 1st is the same God today, and I'm glad he's got a message for us. Now, before I give you the thoughts on why when you believe the wrong things, well, let me just, by way of introduction, boy, this is timely. Give you four voices I think we listen too much to. Can I do that by way of introduction? I thought it'd be good. First of all, we'd have more people back in church right now. We have a good group tonight. If you wouldn't listen to the sickening press. I'll tell you what we've allowed. We've allowed the media to control us. If they say something in the Gazette or say something on the news, or, yeah, and by the way, you listen too much to that liberal talk show stuff too. Amen. All they do is spew venom. And by the way, you need to start listening more to God than you do CNN. Help me preach. We're so controlled by it. Everything we hear. Well, that's not the only thing that influences us. Let me give you a second thing. I'm going somewhere. Y'all stay with me. I just thought tonight is a good example, so I'm going to hit this too. We don't even not only listen to the sickening press, we listen to the spin of politicians. Oh, Lord, hey, my staff asked me, he said, are you going to watch the debate tonight? I'm going to go on record. Absolutely not. I did it the last time, and I didn't get to sleep until 5 in the morning. I'll probably go to bed at 9 o'clock tonight. I am not listening to the dummies and the stupids debate one another. I already know who's on the throne. And by the way, I'm not going to listen to the spin of politics right now. They lie all the time. That one knucklehead says he's not going to raise your taxes. If he does away with the current tax code that we got now, he's raising your taxes. Don't ask me to run for office, but I think I know more than they do. But that's the voices we're listening to. Hey, I know Christians. This bothers me. I'm just going to let it rip tonight, potato chip. I don't know how a Christian can listen to a politician that on their platform says they're going to kill babies and we're going to vote for them. And I don't know how we can listen to people that have that gay agenda and we vote for them. I want to tell you, something's happened to us. See, I tell you what's happened to us. We're listening to the wrong things. We wouldn't have abortion on demand tonight if somebody would have listened to God in 1973 instead of listening to some liberal voice. I actually got something for you tonight, but I thought I'd just let off a little steam. I'll tell you something about something else you listen to. Not only do you listen to the sickening press and the spin of politicians, but I don't understand this, but we listen to the advice of sinful people too much. We're saved people. Saved people's not supposed to be running around and rubbing shoulders with unsaved people or carnal Christians and gleaning our advice from them. You're going to get the wrong advice. They're going to lead you in the wrong direction. They're going to say the wrong things to you. Boy, it's going to get quiet here. I love every Christian in my church. I love all Christians, but I don't run around with them all. I don't rub shoulders with all of them. I'm not rubbing shoulders with no liberal Christian. I'm not rubbing shoulders with a worldly Christian. I'm not rubbing shoulders with somebody that's living for the devil and they say they're saved. Somebody help me preach. You know what happens? Yeah, people get out of church. They get away from God because they listen to sinful people instead of listen to God. And I am going to preach here in a minute. I'm just warming up. I got five truths I want to give you, but I want to give you one more thing we listen to. I'm glad you're here tonight. First of all, people listen to sickening press, spin of politicians, the sinful people. But fourthly, people listen to silly preachers. I'm not going to listen to a preacher that don't preach on the from the Word of God and line upon line and precept upon precept. I'll tell you some of them I'm not going to listen to. I'm not going to listen to the Armenians. Well, you say you're saved and lost and saved and lost and saved and lost. You listen to that kind of crowd, you'll be as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. I'm not listening to an Armenian voice. I'm not going to listen to somebody that don't believe in salvation by grace. I'll tell you something else I won't listen to. We'll get quiet in here. I ain't listening to a bunch of crazy charismatics either. That their whole religion and their whole foundation is based upon emotion. Hello? By the way, I've taught you from this pulpit, tongues have ceased, tongues have ceased. We don't talk in tongues because it's not biblical. We don't talk in tongues because it's not a primary gift. It was a sign gift. Oh, I've been preaching for 15 minutes, but I'm going to get real good here in a minute. Then I'll tell you, who else am I going to listen to? I'm not going to listen to a hyper-Calvinist that doesn't believe in evangelism and soul winning. And by the way, I want everyone to go on record. I believe in the sovereignty of God. I believe salvation is by grace. I believe that God draws everybody to be saved. Hallelujah. I believe God even gives you the faith to be saved with, but I'm not going to be so crazy that I don't believe in the responsibility of man. Hey, God ain't going to make you to go to heaven. You're going to go to heaven because you receive his foreordained plan and you receive the gospel of Christ that has been preached. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. By the way, I believe in sovereignty and responsibility. Yes. All right. Now you got your pen. I want you to note five things. Five things I want to give you. When you listen to wrong things, there's five things that's going to happen to you if you listen to the wrong voices. Number one, in verse 13, look at it. In verse 13, if you're there, say amen. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close by Crete. Number one, when you listen to the wrong things, you'll lose your discernment. You'll think because everything seems smooth, I need to pull the trigger. Everything is going good, and it seems real cozy, and the soft wind is coming. Surely I need to take off. I don't need to listen to that Baptist preacher's warning. I don't need to listen to the man of God. Look at the conditions around me. Look at all this soft wind. Am I preaching? I'm going to tell you what I see amongst Christians. Many of us make our decisions based upon a current circumstance, on how we're doing in this world, whether things are going smooth or not. Amen. Amen. And I say you ought to make your decisions based upon the Word of God, upon you hearing good sound preaching from the man of God. Somebody help me preach. See, here's what happens. We start, and by the way, there's people not in church yet. You know why they're not in church? They're looking at the conditions of the times and they're listening to all this junk and they're scared half to death. And they lose their discernment. My God, all you got to do is put your mask on, come out here and be in church. We pretty well social distance, spray your hands, take your temperature. We haven't had one outbreak in the church. Why in the world are you staying away? I tell you, you've done got used to it. You like having your jammies on and your coffee, and you like it because right now, if you don't like what I'm preaching, you can just walk to the kitchen. I am preaching. We lose all kinds of discernment. We start listening to all the bad information. We listen to everything that's going on, and we lose discernment. We even lose common sense. Somebody help me preach. Boy, y'all have a good time? That's a good preaching. Now, number two. Now, I on purpose didn't alliterate this tonight. I alliterate my prayers most of the time. I'm just giving you this outline how I got it. And it was good. Look at verse 14. Not only when you listen to bad things or wrong things, you lose your discernment, but also you invite bad circumstances. Look at verse 14. Boy, how many of you ever seen people do this? Listen to the wrong voices, listen to the wrong advice, and it seemed like everything was fine. And then, boom, everything blows up. Well, let me show you in verse 14. But not long after, there rose against it a tempest wind called Drachadon. Now, let me give you a little idea what that actually is. A winter or late fall, early winter storm that happened over the Mediterranean. And it's similar. Let me tell you what it's similar to, okay? It is similar to a strong winter northeastern. Because what happened is the wind would come down from the north and the east. And it would cause a terrible, almost like a hurricane. I want you to know something. When you start listening to the wrong thing and you lose your discernment, you know what you're inviting? You're inviting bad circumstances. Amen. You're going to have a storm. Hey, you can't, listen to me, you cannot ignore God 365 days a year and then the next day think everything's going to be all right. I've seen people in their marriage, in their life, they don't put the right principles in place. They don't discern God's will for their life, and then everything, boom, blows up. You say, why? Because you listen to the wrong things, and following the soft winds will lead you to a catastrophe. I talked to somebody last week, come by my office one evening after the staff had left. Somebody I know, I knew him for a long time. And they told me to give this little testimony. They listened to some people in church people that got them out of a good church. Got them out of a sound church. And they listened to them and they got out of church. And the guy wept to me. He lost his marriage. He lost his employment. He said, right now, I am flat broke. I'm a mess. He looked at me and he said this, and it just hit me. He said, you know what I done? I invited the devil into my life. I invited that. He said, it's my fault. That's what he looked at me. He said, my fault. If I'd have had the right principles in my home, if I'd have had the right principles when I was living in church, if I wouldn't have got so aggravated with the preacher when he preached on my sin, and I should have repented when he preached on my sin, but no, I got stiff-necked, and I tell you what I done. I invited God's judgment on me. Am I preaching? I wonder how many people you know that did not discern God's will and thought the grass was greener up on the other side. And he invited the devil to destroy everything that God had placed in their life. Amen. Am I doing all right tonight? Now, I want you to know a third thing. I won't be long, huh? But this point I really want you to get. Verse 13, you lose your discernment. Verse 14, you invite bad circumstances. Come on now. You let the wrong people influence you, you're going to invite bad circumstances. You run around with a drinking crowd, you're going to invite bad circumstances. Come on now. You deviling around with pornography, you're going to have bad circumstances. Verse 19, I want you to notice what happened. Now, I want you to really catch this. I'll read 18 and 19, but I really want you to see this carefully. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. First thing they done, they threw off some things to try to relieve the burden of the ship. But then I want you to notice the next thing they did, because this is what I want to really elaborate on. And the third day, now notice this, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. I know some of you not having a clue what I'm trying to say. Thirdly, when you listen to the wrong things, you yield your control of your life to the things that you've listened to and to the devil. They threw the tackling of the ship overboard. I'm talking about the sails. I'm talking about the cables that kept the ship in line. Why is it? Can I ask y'all a question? I really want to know this. Why is it when people get in trouble, the first thing they want to do is get out of church instead of being in church? See, the tackling, that's church membership. I'm just applying that. I was taught real young, as a young Christian, that I needed the church. And by the way, the sofa is no substitute for the real thing. Amen. Amen. You need God. I'll tell you some more tackle that we throw out. We throw out our Bible reading. I don't want to upset you. I do not, but I want to ask you, how many of you read your Bible today? How many got in God's Word, and you read God's Word, and you meditated on God's Word, and you know what I see in Christians today? They don't have any room in the ship for the Word of God. By the way, you live the right kind of life if it was a God-centered life, a biblical life. Am I preaching? But see, they threw the tackling out. They threw out church. I'm just giving an application. Coming to church, they threw out reading the Bible. I'll tell you something else we throw out. We throw out prayer. There's nothing greater in the Christian life but prayer. Somebody help me preach. I got a God that can do miracles through prayer. You have not because you ask not. I've got a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above your able to ask or think through prayer. So what happens is, when you ditch church membership, and when you ditch Bible reading, and when you ditch prayer, and when you ditch soul winning, and when you ditch tithing, what you've done is you've took all the cables and all the strength of your life out, and you're running crazy. And the church is out of control. And you want to know why your circumstances right now are a mess. And your life's out of control. And you want to know why you about lost it all. You want to know why? It's because you listened to the wrong thing. Over these years, you ought to have been listening to God's man. Come on, help me. You ought to have been listening to the Word of God. See, what happens is, and I've met people that lost all control of their life. I got parents right now that have no control over their teens, no control over their children. some of their children's on drugs and on alcohol and gone. You know why their children are gone? You know why their children are a mess? You know why their whole life's upside down? Because they listened to the wrong things. And they got rid of the tackle. See, when you throw, by the way, them cables, Kim, them cables is what kept that ship stabilized. You want to know why your life is unstable? It's because you've thrown out the things that will help you and left things on the boat that won't help you. Amen. Boy, this is a simple message, but it's so timely for tonight. Am I preaching? It's timely for tonight because I'm watching this world and I'm watching the Christian world. They're listening to the wrong things. And they've lost control. There ain't nothing worse than seeing a shipwrecked Christian that's lost it all because he listened to the wrong advice, followed the soft wind, and didn't listen to the preacher. What's quiet in here? Let me give you a fourth thing. I hope you're noting this. Look at verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Your district. See, when you listen to the wrong things and you don't follow good, godly advice and you don't make the word of God your strength, your direction disappears. I watch people today, honestly, they just don't have any direction at all in their life. I mean, they're making decisions that, by the way, you need to make decisions that's based on God. Am I preaching? Because see, what you're going to do, you'll lose all direction. I know folks right now, friends of mine, people I know, people that used to go to church here, they done lost all the direction. Clear out of church. Living awful rich. You know why? Somewhere along the line, they listened to the wrong thing. They let some sinful person guide them. I'm preaching good right now. And you know what Paul does in verse 21? Look at verse 21. By the way, Paul gets up and said, you know, people don't like to hear this. Jeff, they don't like to hear what I'm about to say. Look at verse 21. I just want to show you this real quick. How many's there? Say amen. Amen. But Paul, I guess he's done listening. That's foolishness. He got tucked away somewhere. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. You know what he said? I don't want to tell you this, but I told you so. Amen. How many times have I preached from biblical truth? I preach hard, boys. I preach on the right kind of living, holy living. I preach on it all. Come on now. You know what Paul said? I told you. You ought to listen to me the first time. Well, you wouldn't be in this mess right now and lost all this time and all about ready to destroy us all. You wouldn't be in this mess if you'd have listened to me back there in the Fair Havens. I told y'all not to go off. How many's ever told you not to run around the wrong crowd? How many's ever told you not to pick up a bottle of booze? How many's ever told you not to put a needle in your arm? How many people's ever told you not to smoke that dope? How many, come on, help me preach. I'm preaching right where you're at tonight. When we listen to the wrong things. Let me hasten. let me give you the fifth point, and then a little good application at the end. How many believe this? Verse 23, 24. Look at it. For there stood by me this night the angel of God. By the way, you know what Paul done? Instead of listening to everybody, he went and tried to find God. And somebody said, who is that angel of God? I want to ask y'all who he is. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. By the way, I'll tell you what. If you ever decide to want to get right, you'll listen the next time. Hello? By the way, I want to give you some good news. I've got a God that even if you blow it, can give you a second chance. He really can. I got a God, even though you may have not listened to the right things in the beginning, you ought to listen now. And you know how you ended this thing? And I'm going to end the lesson this way. He said, I believe God. Now I'm going to boil this thing down. I'm done. I'm going to ask you, do y'all believe this? Do y'all believe what's in this? Then why don't you listen to it? Why don't you heed it? And why don't you follow it? And why don't you trust what the man of God is saying every week in front of you? Hello? Heads bowed, eyes closed. How many's in a mess tonight? If you're listening by live stream or listening in church, you're in a mess tonight because you listened to the wrong things. You've let circumstances and people give you advice that led you to a bad decision. I wonder how many right now just slip your hand up and say, pray for me. I want to get my life on board. Yeah, amen. I need God to give me discernment tonight. Amen. Why don't you stand with me? Maybe tonight you want to just come up and pray. You've been influenced by the wrong people. You're still being influenced by the wrong people. And you need to do the right thing. And that's come and trust God and ask him to help you. Our Father, thank you for the lesson tonight, just a little Bible study. And we'll praise you for what you'll do through it. In Jesus' name, for his sake, amen.